Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Last time I talked about how a ground system in your home protects you from lightning. This time I want to talk about some aspects of your electrical system that can keep you safe during a flood. Specifically, I'm talking about the situation where some part of your home or garage gets wet during heavy rain or flooding. Maybe your driveway slopes towards your garage, and when it really pours, you can get that half inch of water on your garage floor. Or maybe you live in a low-lying area, and once every 10 years, it rains hard enough to flood your garage with a couple inches of water. Both of these scenarios are pretty common in our rain-drenched area. And the danger can happen if you have, for example, an extension cord laying on the floor of your garage when it gets flooded. That cord can electrify the water so that if you step in the water, a fatal shock can happen. Therefore, I suggest that you use ground fault protection on all electrical outlets in areas that might get flooded. Ground fault protection can be provided in one of two ways. First, you can replace the actual outlet themselves with the GFCI type that you typically see in bathrooms and kitchens. The other way is to replace the circuit breaker in your main panel that serves those areas with a ground fault protection version. And I like this solution because it serves all the outlets in the area with a high quality device that's in your panel where it's protected. Now, both of these solutions should be done by a qualified electrician, especially retrofitting your panel. In case you're wondering how these devices protect you, it's fairly simple conceptually. Basically, the ground fault device senses the amount of current that is going out through the wire and then the amount that is coming back. And if there's any missing current, the device assumes that that stray current is doing something bad and it turns off the electricity. And this happens incredibly fast. The name ground fault reflects that the device will turn off electricity when it thinks that the current is passing to ground, in this case, through your wet feet. Note that standard outlets will not do this, and standard circuit breakers are only designed to turn off electricity if there's too much electricity flowing through the wire, and those thresholds are way above the amount that can kill you. Interestingly, standard circuit breakers are also not that great at stopping some causes of electrical fires for a somewhat similar reason. For example, if a rat chews through the insulation of some wires in your attic such that a spark happens between those two wires, that spark can start a fire. Next time, I'll talk about special circuit breakers that help reduce the chance of electrical fires from this issue. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.